In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're now in the third hour of the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, and I still got a ton of news. Tons of news and video clips. I want to show you the latest propaganda with Michelle Obama campaigning for Kamala Harris. But, ladies and gentlemen, we have seen crazy, crazy campaign ads. I mean, we've seen ads where Democrats claim that Republicans want to shove your grandma off a cliff. We've seen Democrat ads where they have children running away from white men in trucks who want to deport them. We've had Democrat ads claiming police officers will pull over a woman to ask if she's pregnant, going to cross state lines to get an abortion. Of course, all of that is just completely absurd. We've had some pretty crazy Republican ads, too. But those ones are actually based in truth, would be the difference. Now, what you're about to see is insane. It's almost worthy of a little warning here, potentially suggestive sexual adult content. This is an actual campaign ad by the Democrats. And, of course, it's going along this notion that Project 2025 is Donald Trump's, which it's not, but, you know, they're running campaign ads against it anyway. There's some overt sexual suggestions here. It's pretty obvious what's going on. So just, you know, you've had fair warning now. This is the latest Democrat Party ad to try to stop you for voting for Trump or voting for Republicans. I don't even know how to properly explain it other than to just let you see it for yourself. Clip 31.
Oh!
Sorry, you can't do that.
What the hell, man? How'd you get in here?
I'm your Republican congressman. Now that we're in charge, we're banning porn nationwide.
You can't tell me what to do. Get out of my bedroom, you creep.
I won the last election, so it's my decision. I'm just gonna watch and make sure you don't finish illegally.
What was the official group that posted that, guys? If you play it at the end, it's like Progressives for Change or something. So they're not affiliated officially with the Democrats or the Kamala Harris campaign. Yeah, probably a good idea to not. Progressives Action Fund. The Progressives Action Fund. I wonder who funds that, by the way. Progress Action Fund. Yeah, I'm sure that the Democrats said, please do not put our name anywhere near that. But that's leftist group, obviously. That's Democrats. Wow. You know, again, it's like, how do you even encapsulate this, where this comes from? It's almost like the opposite of abortion. I mean, it's not as bad. I mean, but it's just like they're running on abortion and porn now. That's what they're doing to get out the vote. Don't you love your abortions? Don't you love your porn? That's their move. That's what they have. That's where they're at. Go out and vote for abortion. Go out and vote for porn. I mean, it's almost like bait. And it's like, oh, yeah, we should do it. We should ban it. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's just crazy, man. So it's Trump is this, Trump is that. And Harris will give you your porn, and Harris will give you your abortion. This election cycle is insane. It's almost a relief. There's only a week left, but then you realize it's probably going to be this thing could last days or weeks, and we'll talk about denialism on the other side as well, where Bill Maher is talking about denialism, and it's all projection. It's all projection.
Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried-and-true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Give me liberty, or give me death. This is the War Room. With Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got Michelle Obama campaigning for Harris and just engaging in all kinds of propaganda. We're going to address it all. And then we've got Megyn Kelly goes on Bill Maher to address denialism. And so let's correct this propaganda right out of the gates here as we start the third hour. And again, Democrats tend to live in this revisionist history. And the story that whatever they accuse you of, they're doing remains consistent and true. But what are we really heading towards in the election night and days following? What are we really heading towards in the certification process, which ironically enough is going to be on January 6th of 2025? Well, Megyn Kelly and Bill Maher get into this when she goes on Bill Maher's podcast, and here's the conversation, a short clip, 27.
You know this. I mean, you've even said it, that if Trump wins, there will definitely be denialism. I mean, he's only going to say one of two things about...
If he loses.
Yeah. There's only... he'll either say it was rigged, or it was the most perfect, beautiful election ever.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. You're admitting that.
Yeah.
And yet you're going to vote for him.
Yeah.
We want to know why.
Well, don't think there won't be denialism if Kamala Harris loses, too.
But... It won't be the same.
Okay. But there's
Pause
going
it.
To be.
Perfect example right there. It won't be the same. See? See what they do? When the Democrats riot? When the Democrats lie? When the Democrats rape? When the Democrats engage with foreign countries and foreigners and lobbyists. Anything the Democrats do, oh, that's different. I want to play that short little bit again. Just run it like 10 seconds there. I'm so glad Bill Maher said it. So if Trump denies it, it's not legitimate. If Democrats deny it, it is legitimate. See that? Did you see that? Did you hear that? Should we play it again? There it is right there. Hey, we can lie, cheat, and steal. We're the progressives. We can lie, cheat, and steal. We're the liberals. We can lie, cheat, and steal. We have the moral high ground. We can lie, cheat, and steal. We're standing up for rights and democracy. We can lie, cheat, and steal. It's different. Oh, thank you. Go ahead.
True, you're admitting that.
Yeah.
And yet you're going to vote for him.
Yeah.
We want to know why.
Well, don't think there won't be denialism if Kamala Harris loses, too.
It won't be the same.
Okay, but there's going to be. I mean, they're already laying the foundation for lawfare. We're going to be stuck in this election one way or the other, no matter who wins, for weeks.
Well, there's no evidence of that. Democrats have never done that. They've conceded.
We already had this fight on my show. Hillary Clinton is the original election denier, Stacey Abrams.
It's different. Come on, man.
Right.
It's different between grumbling. Yes, they grumble and they shouldn't, and maybe it goes over the... It's different between grumbling about something and actually trying to overturn it like he did. I mean, you know...
So, now pause it again. So Bill Maher is either ignorant or lying to his audience here. Now, he might be ignorant. I don't know. I really don't know. To act like the Democrats have never tried to stop the certification process or have never actively engaged in stopping the certification or denying the certification is an outright lie. The Democrats have done it more times than the Republicans historically. The exact same thing that Donald Trump tried to do in 2020, the Democrats have done, I believe, three times at least, trying to stop the certification and review the process. So for Marr to sit here and say, yeah, but talking about it and doing it is two different things. Okay, fine. The Democrats have done it. But it's different. It's okay when we do it. We're better than you, is the attitude here. All right, finish the clip.
You're allowed to file legal challenges in response to an election, which is what Trump did, and he lost, and he did wind up leaving office.
But they act like that didn't happen either.
Isn't that amazing, though?
So, when we do it, it's different. When we do it, it's okay. You have to understand the psychology of these people, folks. You have to understand their psychology. This is actually how they think. This is actually how they feel. Everything they do is justified. And when you understand that, everything else makes more sense. Why do they lie? Why do they cheat? Why do they steal? Why do they misrepresent? Why do they do all these things? Why do they weaponize the government? Why do they do this? Why do they do that? They justify it. They think they're better than you. They think they're more important than you. They think they have the high ground over you. They justify it in their head. And in a way, even though it is an act, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm fighting racists. I'm fighting Nazis. I'm fighting election deniers. I'm fighting authoritarians. I'm fighting fascists. And they just sit there and repeat it over and over and over. And then they become pathological liars and they actually believe it. And they actually believe it. Now, let's address the actual issue real quick. This is really going to be the crossroads. We'll see what happens on election night. But yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Nobody's going to believe it if Donald Trump loses. And I'm interested in finding this out too. I'm interested in finding this out for myself. Because, you know, I'll give you a little media analysis here. Every election cycle, people come and go. Every election cycle. There'll be a big name in 2016. You never hear from him again. So every election cycle, people rise, people fall. People get big followings. People disappear. They rise. Every election cycle. Every 4 years, this happens. There's a new face every election cycle. Sometimes they stick around. Sometimes they disappear. Every 4 years, totally consistent in political media. And the people who are really good at what they do, they stick around forever. But people rise and fall, come and go, make it and then lose. It's every 4 years. And look, not everybody's meant for this business. It's not easy. It's not fun all the time. And you got to really want it or you got to really be a true believer. So I'm interested in seeing. And if you've been following since 2016, you could sit here and you could say, yeah, there have been a lot of people that have risen and fallen. There have been a lot of people who were big Trump people in 2016. You never heard from them again. I'm going to be interested in seeing what happens. And there's also kind of this new separation as well in conservative media where if you don't at least, you know, talk and sound like me or Trump or Alex Jones, you know, if you're closer to like Liz Cheney than you are Alex Jones, then you're not making it much further as a conservative. And you're losing your ratings and you're losing your audience. And this has happened to a lot of people. But I'm curious, all these new faces, all these new personalities, all these new social media people that have basically ridden this wave, this Trump movement, starting just a year, 2 years after 2020, and are now all in on Trump and getting big money because of Trump and getting big followings because of Trump, and riding this wave, most of them will be gone by 2028. Most of them will be gone. And I'm curious to see what happens. If Trump loses, are they going to say it was stolen? Or are they going to fall right back to nothingness? Are they going to go back into their niche groups? Are they going to go back into their single issues? Let's see. Because I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be bigger than it was in 2020. This is going to be much, much bigger than it was in 2020. And if you won't come out in the conservative media and say, boy, even if you want to softball it and just say, you know, that's odd how Trump can be doing better in the polls than he ever has, and his support is through the roof, and I see Trump hats everywhere, and everybody I know likes Trump. I don't know anybody that likes Harris. Gee, that's a strange thing that Harris would win this deal, isn't it? If they're not at least even tiptoeing into it, even walking on broken glass around it, they're done. They're done. So let's see what happens in 10 days. Let's see what happens before the inauguration. Let's see. Let's see who are the real patriots. Let's see who are the real freedom fighters. Let's see who are the real truth tellers. Let's see who's really willing to stick their neck out there and not just grift off of this movement. Happens every 4 years, but now the contrast is going to be unlike anything you've ever seen. Because this isn't just a political movement. This isn't just about political commentary. This isn't just about a social media account. This is really about saving the country. This is truly about realizing how serious of a danger this country is in with 4 more years of the Democrats. This is the realization that we can't afford to have an open border in a welfare state. This is the realization that we've had an invasion of 20 million non-citizens, illegal immigrants. This is the realization that our military and our money and our blood and our treasure is being used for foreign countries' purposes, not ours. This is the realization, this election, that America is in dire straits. It's not a game. It's not a catchphrase. It's not a trend. It's real. So we're going to find out who's really in it. You're going to find out. And you know where we stand, ladies and gentlemen. And you know we'll be live covering it right here all day and all night. And here's Alex Jones with now the latest way to support him at thealexjonesstore.com.
You know, one of the things that makes you so spectacular, Alex, is long before any of us were here, you were starting to talk about this deep state. You were talking about this, you know, a government that was supposed to be of, for, and by the people, that was being robbed from us by corporate interests, by special interests, by globalists, long before anybody else ever did.
I will always believe, and I will always say in public, that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I really appreciate Tucker Carlson saying that I'm one of the most interesting, informed people he's ever met, or most, I think he said, astonishing. But it's not really me that's astonishing. It's a fact that 95% of what I've covered on the air for 30 years has been from books and publications and white papers written by top globalists themselves and leaks out of Congress. And people like Anthony Sutton, that was the archivist for all the secret documents of the U.S. Senate. I read his books written in the 70s and 80s about America's secret establishment and Wall Street and the rise of Hitler and Wall Street and the rise of the Bolsheviks. I mean, I interviewed the multiple chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I interviewed the head of Air Force Weapons Development. I talked to all the whistleblowers who found out about the globalist plan in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. So it's not incredible that I know all this information when you learn that the enemy has been admitting all this, and then people don't go to the source documents and think it's astounding whenever I know about it. So I'm trying to get everybody aware of this information, and now people are more ready for the truth than ever. Our time has come, but I can't do it without your help. InfoWars, as of today, I'm taping this on Monday, could be shut down in just 14 days. Regardless, we have the alexjonesstore.com. We have our other great sponsor, drjonesnackles.com, that have incredible products, the supplements, all of it. And if you'll just go get them and see how great they are, you'll be hooked. But the majority of people never actually go support the broadcast. Maybe you share the article, stuff like that. That's great. But when people call and ask, what can they do? We'll fund the tip of the spear while getting great products. So there's only 2 days as of today left to enter the sweepstakes for the super awesome Dodge truck and $10,000 cash, $146,000 value. The last time to do that is midnight on Wednesday night going into Thursday. I want to thank all you for your support, and it's fun and exciting to be part of that. You can also enter for free one time by putting in your email, but when you buy a product, you get entered a whole bunch of times. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com. There's all these great supplements like the Ultimate CMOS, that is the superfood of superfoods with all the trace vitamins and minerals and the organic iodine. There is HydroForce that's advertised as a hydration electrolytes, but it's got vitamins, minerals, all these other great ingredients. It's really high quality. It's a great product, and it funds the operation. That's all available. The T-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, they're all at thealexjonesstore.com, which is our sponsor going forward to be able to have a studio and have the crew and keep operating if we get shut down in just a couple weeks. And then separately on top of that, if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store. That's 10 extra dollars. It reminds you to come to the store. It reminds you to get the products. It commits to us to know that we've got that support. And if you're buying the products, you really do save a lot of money by doing it. And so by being a VIP member, you get $40 each month for the $30 investment. You can cancel any time. It reminds you that you are a member. You get special deals. You get special sales. You get special offers of products that are just for the members. It really is one of the best VIP systems anywhere. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. But whatever you do, continue to go to Real Alex Jones on X, share the articles, share the videos. You're doing a great job at that. The Great Awakening is here, but we cannot do without your funding. And then finally, my dad's great supplement company, DrJonesNaturals.com, just DrNaturals.com, based right here in Austin, Texas, has next level foundational energy. It's got the fluoride-free toothpaste with all the different things like nano silver and tea tree and iodine. So good for your gums, so good for your teeth, so good for your whole body. That's all at drjonesnaturals.com. I can't do this without you. And we are doing historic things together. But please, it's such a critical time with this election that you know the left's going to contest and all the craziness happening. We need to stay on the air one way or another. And I'll never give up, but I could give out without your help. So visit drjonesnaturals.com today and get some of the great products. And I thank you for your support, and go to thealexjonesstore.com and also get products, and be sure and sign up for the VIP program because it's a great deal. Thank you so much. Now I humbly ask you to take action at drjonesnaturals.com and thealexjonesstore.com.
Out to the Undertaker theme with his new black on gold Trump hat, black on gold tie look. Very nice. Very in theme, very in season. Halloween just around the corner. I kind of like it. I think he should do that from now on. Not just the Lee Greenwood proud to be an American. I think from here on out, the Undertaker theme for Trump. All right. Now, Trump getting a little sentimental on the campaign trail. Who can feel this in clip six?
But we've been doing this really together for 9 years, and in 11 days, we won't be doing this any longer. We'll be doing other things. But so it's a little bit sad because there has never been anything like this done in the history of our country, and probably... and probably it will never happen again. When you have a candidate in 4 years, they'll come to your beautiful Michigan and they'll bring with them about 200 people. It won't be like, it's not going to be like this. I'm going from here to another wonderful place and we're going to have big crowds. There's never been any. The spirit, I don't know if it's ever going to be replicated, but I just want to tell you, I love you all. I love you all.
Amazing stuff. What do you guys think? Undertaker theme here on out? What do you think? Maybe I should come out to the Undertaker theme. All right. We can add it. We can add it to the deal. We'll be live on Halloween, so how about if it's during the day, Lee Greenwood, if it's at night, Undertaker theme. Split the difference. I give this million-dollar political advice. I give it out for free. I mean, what am I doing here? But people are starting to get it. This is Chris Cuomo. He gets it. I'd say he's like, you know, he gets a B for this. He gets a couple things wrong. But for the most part, he gets it right. Even Chris Cuomo, formerly of CNN, probably too real for CNN, clip 11.
You got to stop thinking that the people who support Trump are like Trump, that they speak like Trump, that they act like Trump. They don't. They want to hire Trump to do a dirty job. They want him to be a virus to the political corpus. They want him to disrupt, to destroy, to demean those that they disrespect and dislike, the system that they distrust and despise. They want someone to do what they believe has been done to them and that they cannot do themselves. That's why they don't care that he exhibits terrible behavior, because they're putting him into a terrible place. If you're sending somebody into the jungle, do you really care if they're a savage? You see what I'm saying? And you have to understand it that way. You may not agree, you may not accept, you may not like, but that's what it is.
Yeah, and part of that establishment is Mitch McConnell, who, again, will be stepping down from his Senate leadership role, but apparently in his new book, he's trashing Trump as well. Won't matter. Nobody will read it. Here's part of that establishment we're talking about. This is the despicable, disgusting, unhinged, out-of-control MSNBC responding to the Madison Square Garden rally, clip 16.
But that jamboree happening right now, you see it there on your screen, in that place is particularly chilling, because in 1939, more than 20,000 supporters of a different fascist leader, Adolf Hitler, packed the garden for a so-called pro-America rally.
And it was a different
rally where speakers voiced anti-Semitic rhetoric from a stage draped with Nazi banners.
Who's the anti-Semites now? It's the Democrats. It's the liberals.
The Associated Press reported, quote, instantly, a dozen or more stormtroopers set upon him, knocking him down and beating him as he held his head in his arms. Most of his clothing was torn from his body. Later, he was booked for disorderly conduct.
Now, all right. Okay. We get it. Everyone's a Nazi. All right. Now, everybody saw the Kill Tony. They went crazy over the Puerto Rican joke, which didn't even land. Here's the joke that did land that they should be talking about, but they don't want you to talk about, clip 14.
The other side's got a lot of crazy endorsements. Swift, Eminem, Leo DiCaprio, Beyonce. Every day the Democratic Party looks more and more like a P. Diddy party. Oh, okay. Okay, that's what you guys want. All right.
See, the Puerto Rican joke didn't land. The Diddy party joke did. All right, quickly as we go to break, Tom Homan on 60 Minutes. Oh, man. I mean, again, this is the type of stuff. We're not bowing to political correctness anymore. He's asked about family separation with deportations. Listen to his response, clip 32.
Is there a way to carry out mass deportation without separating families?
Of course there is. Families can be deported together.
All right. Final segment on the other side of this break. They can all go together. It'll be fun.
Why don't we stop pushing pills on people and start pushing the red pill on people? Because the red pill is the only drug that can cure this mental illness. That can cure things like gender dysphoria, that can cure things like depression, that can cure things like involuntary celibacy, that can cure things like racism, that can cure things like World War III itself. The cure to all diseases, all illnesses, is the red pill. And the best place to get your endless supply of the red pill is band.video, is Infowars.com/show, is following at Real Alex Jones on InfoWars, is going to the alexjonesstore.com/VIP and signing up for $30 a month to get $40 a month. Hell, it's not even an expense. It's an investment practically. You buy one shirt a month, you keep us on the air. If we had 20,000 people sign up for the alexjonesstore.com/VIP for the Alex Jones VIP club. We had 20,000 people sign up for that VIP club. Alex Jones would always be on the air, even if he had to refer to himself legally as the broadcaster formerly known as Alex Jones. There's a reason Prince didn't stop making records after his identity was stolen from him. It's because he was so good and he had such a loyal following and fan base that they couldn't shut him down. They couldn't silence him. They couldn't own him because he had enough support. We need you, just like you need us, just like you need the truth. The truth needs you. Please go to the alexjonesstore.com/VIP. If you buy anything or sign up for anything, do that because it is going to be forever.
Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've got so many quadrillions of fake money. There's not there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs. Silver does better than gold, so silver grows faster, and there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Hey everyone, my name is John. I have been selected this month as the VIP of the month winner. Surprisingly, I received this check for $1,000 in the mail. And it was awesome. It really did surprise me. I had no idea that it was coming, and I wanted to say thank you to everybody at the Alex Jones store. For taking care of us and getting your orders out quickly. Keep up the good fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know what? Cancel the election. Buried alive match. Tag team. Donald Trump and The Undertaker versus Bautista and Tim Walz. Bring back the buried alive match. That's what we really need. When they got rid of the buried alive match, we were doomed. All right. Final segment here of the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, now a week away from the election. Stay tuned right here throughout and during. We will have all the election coverage you need. All right. They're bringing out Michelle Obama to campaign for Kamala, and she's just propagandizing left and right. So let's address it all. Here's the recent propaganda from Michelle Obama in clip 28.
So to the men who love us.
They're desperate for the man vote. They're not going to. She pretends to cry.
Let me just try to paint a picture of what it will feel like if America, the wealthiest nation on earth, keeps revoking basic care from its women.
It's not happening.
And how it will affect every single woman in your life. Your girlfriend could be the one in legal jeopardy if she needs a pill from out of state or overseas, or if she has to travel across state lines because the local clinic closed up.
All right, pause it. So she's talking about abortion. Don't you know how important abortion is for men? You know, I do realize what they're doing here. But I wonder, do men even care about abortion at all? Obviously, there's some men that at least pretend to. I don't even think that's a thing with men. I don't think men, how can I phrase it? It's such a reverse, too. Like, who's more inclined to want an abortion, a man or a woman? But that's what she's talking about. Hey, men, if you want to abort your kid, you know, you got to vote Democrat. Well, I don't know. I don't think men want to abort their kids. I don't know. I don't know how that really plays. But, oh, you can't get medicine across state lines. Actually, it was Donald Trump that wrote the executive order that you can get medicine across state lines. But see, here's the problem. Everything they're presenting to women in the abortion argument in this election cycle is a lie. Because it's a state-by-state issue, and in most states, all these things they're talking about, like birth control and everything else, it's not illegal. It's still legal in all these states. Now, some states have extreme abortion restrictions, but most states, it's actually still legal. And in many cases, like even in Texas where we have restrictions, there are cases where you can still get an abortion. And so they lie about that. Oh, you're going to die. Everything they do is just a lie. And Trump has already said the abortion issue is out of the White House now. It's at the states. So it doesn't even matter. And again, the biggest misrepresentation, the Democrats are not going to give you abortion. Women, they're not going to do it. They need that as their biggest issue to get you to vote Democrat. They're not going to give it to you. Continue.
Or mother could be the ones at higher risk of dying from undiagnosed cervical cancer because they have no access to regular gynecological care.
Pause it. Another lie. Another lie. First of all, let's tell you what she's really saying. She's talking about Planned Parenthood and the abortion clinics that they're shutting down. Well, you know, isn't that funny? Because when we talk about these clinics like Planned Parenthood and we say without abortion that they wouldn't exist, they say that's not true. They have all these other health services. It's not just abortion. But now that there's no abortion, they're saying the clinics are closed. Isn't that funny? So when conservatives say Planned Parenthood and abortion clinics only exist because of abortion, they say that's not true. They give women all these other health care. But now that there's no abortion, they're claiming the clinics are closed. So I guess they don't provide the health care. But the truth is, none of that's accurate because the clinics are still open. Okay? They are still open. You can still go to a clinic. You can still go get a cancer screening. So it's just a lie. It's a complete and total lie when they say that. They're mad because they know if Planned Parenthood goes down, they don't have one of their biggest money laundering operations in this country, which is Planned Parenthood and the Democrat Party. They know it. The Democrats get the federal government to fund Planned Parenthood, and then Planned Parenthood funds the Democrat Party. It's the most open and shut money laundering case you've ever seen, and it's your money that does it. But it's very simple. If you really care about that issue, then separate the things. Say, okay, fine, Planned Parenthood won't do abortions, but we'll do everything else except abortions. But they won't do that, will they? Of course not. Continue.
Daughter could be the one too terrified to call the doctor if she's bleeding during an unexpected pregnancy.
Oh, pause it. Why? And she's going to go on and say this. Why would somebody be too scared to call a doctor? Why would somebody be too scared to go get a test? Why would somebody be too scared to do all this stuff? Because of you, Michelle.
Because you're lying to young women. You're the one lying. You're the one putting fear in them. Not us. You. So you see what they do here? Oh, they're going to be so scared. Well, why are they scared? Because Democrats lie to them. Because Democrats are lying to them about the policy, lying to them about abortions, lying to them about the laws. And they say, oh, that girl's going to be too scared to call. Yeah, because you're lying to them. Man, these people are sick. They're sick. I don't know if I can take much more of this, to be honest. Just go ahead.
Could be the one miscarrying in her bathtub after the hospital turned her away. And this will not just affect women. It will affect you and your sons. The devastating consequences of teen pregnancy won't just be borne by young girls,
but also
by the young men who are the fathers.
Think about what she's saying.
They too will have their dreams of going to college. Their entire future is totally upended by an unwanted pregnancy.
Go ahead and pause it. Oh my God. Look, this is just disgusting. Kill your kid so you can go to college. Kill your kid so you can do this. Kill your kid so you can do your selfish thing. Oh. It breaks my heart. It just breaks my heart. All right, I can't do any more of that. Here, let's jump to the other clip here instead. This is the party of joy, right? It's the party of love. It's the party of joy. Really, it's the party of rage. And here is Michelle Obama admitting it in clip 29.
I recognize that there are a lot of angry, disillusioned people out there, upset with the slow pace of change. And I get it. It is reasonable to be frustrated.
You're in charge.
We all know we have a lot more work to do in this country.
You're all in charge.
But to anyone out there thinking about sitting out this election, let me warn you, your rage does not exist in a vacuum. If we don't
get your aborted
this
baby.
Election right, your wife, your daughter, your mother, we as women will become collateral damage to your rage.
So now it's the party of rage and anger. Existing in a vacuum. No, the only thing existing in a vacuum is your own babies that you aborted. I mean, honestly, like, it's such a twisted state of mind dealing with this, isn't it? Because you look at these disgusting people, and you look at what they represent politically, and culturally, and spiritually. And you know, there's kind of the animalistic, instinctual war mode that says, yeah, you know what? Kill your kids. Yeah, you know what? If you don't want to procreate, yeah, please, save us all. Just never procreate again. Just go ahead. But see, that's like the yin and yang. That's like the dichotomy here. It's like, but that's an innocent child. That's a life. That's killing a baby. And even you demonic freaks that might think that that's what you want, you will regret it. And it's disgusting. This is their campaign issue. It's disgusting that beast, Michelle Obama, gets up there and lies about it. Oh, my gosh. I mean, these are sick freaks, man. Abortion. That's their big issue, man. Abortion. Killing their kids. Killing their awful with you. God. And she gives a whole speech about it. And it's not even politically relevant on a presidential election. It's not even on the presidential ballot. And they'll never give it to you. And it'll only impact 1% of the population, if not less. And that's their issue, is killing your offspring. Again, party just says, go ahead, just kill all your offspring. Just let these demon-worshipping baby killers tell you to kill your offspring. Just go ahead. But no, that's an innocent life. That's a baby. That's wrong. And we have the moral high ground. But, you know, I sit back and you say,
These liberals aren't that stupid. They know how to get pregnant. They know that when you have sex that you could get pregnant, right? They know that. Maybe they don't. Folks, I don't know what's going on here. But this is a transgender gay man that gets pregnant. And at the doctor's appointment, finding out that he, she is pregnant, is confused and says, how did I get pregnant as a gay man? Maybe they really don't. I'm serious. These liberals might be so stupid. Go ahead. Play clip 34. How did I get pregnant while I'm gay? The nurse asked me, are you sure you're a man? She went to call another nurse. Maybe I've underestimated how stupid these people are. Maybe they really don't know how to get pregnant. Maybe they really don't. Isn't that funny? Michelle Obama, the second tallest person in that picture. Broadest shoulders, too. Oh, man. Maybe liberals really don't know how you get pregnant. Maybe they really think it's just a magical thing. It's like, yeah, I have sex. What does that have to do with pregnancy? I'm serious. Maybe we've underestimated how stupid these people are. Speaking of gay men, the Krasenstein twins are threatening to leave the country if Trump wins. Listen to this, little comic relief here. Let's go ahead, clip 18.
So this is an important message.
Yeah.
This election is incredibly close. You have to vote. No matter what side you're on, you have to vote. This election will determine the next several years, probably decades. If Trump wins, I'm out of here. I'm going to pack my belongings, at least some of them. I'm going to get on a plane or a boat or something, and I'm going to go somewhere, maybe the Caribbean, maybe the Eastern Caribbean, possibly Europe or Canada. But I'm thinking probably the Eastern Caribbean, where there isn't a convicted felon as president of the United States. Somebody that actually has democratic principles and doesn't try to overturn a free and fair election like we saw happen in 2020. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully, Harris wins. I think she has a decent shot. And I'm going to take everything, going to leave this country if Trump wins, just for a short vacation, then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to keep tweeting. I wonder how many people actually watch this whole video. I guess we'll see in the comments.
Now, a lot of people say he's bluffing because liberals threaten to do this every 4 years. Liberals threaten to leave if the Republican wins, then they never do. I don't think he is bluffing. I think he probably will. And I'm guessing he's probably extremely rich. So, like most of these liberals are extremely rich that get paid to do politics. So he probably can afford to go live in the Caribbean. And that's good for him. I'm glad. So on the joking side of this, you know, I would say you liberals always threaten to leave and you never do. And the irony is that your life will improve under Donald Trump. It's all in your head. All this crap is in your head. Oh, convicted felon. I'm not going to get into the fraud of that. Oh, overturn an election. He didn't. Oh, a threat to democracy. How many votes did Harris get? So all this stuff is in your head. The economy being better will be better for you. Plus, if you're a Trump hater and all you do is hate Trump, then your ratings will be better if he's president. Otherwise, what content are you going to create? So, you know, it's just... Or he probably just wants to leave, and, you know, that'll just be his excuse. I don't think he's bluffing. I think he will. Maybe he will either way, just because he wants to go live in the Caribbean, and he can afford to. So good for him. But, you know, all jokes aside about it, you know, we are kind of in this polarized. Yeah, go ahead. You know, and think about it like this, too, before I get, you know, on another kind of real level, in between the fake and in between the funny and the real here. You know, if all these liberals really did leave, do you know how much the country would be a lot better without you? So, like, if you think that's a threat, like, please go. Look at what you guys do. You flee California. You flee New York. You flee Illinois. So it would kind of be this weird role reversal. Usually, when the Democrats get into power, you leave. The Democrats get in power in California. The Democrats leave. The Democrats get in power in New York. The Democrats leave. The Democrats get in power in Illinois. The Democrats leave. So normally you guys get into power and destroy everything, and then you want to leave. And so I guess that's what's happening again. Biden got into power, destroyed the country, and so now you want to leave. So, but you're pretending like it's Trump. No, you're leaving because Biden destroyed the country. Your dollar doesn't go as far here. That's why you want to leave. So it's like everything else. Democrats vote Democrats into power, and then they abandon the state that they just voted the Democrats into power in because they destroyed it. But okay, on a more serious tone here, we are in a very polarized situation where Republicans aren't going to come out and say it, and Trump supporters aren't going to come out and say it. But I mean, how many people seriously are either going to be thinking about leaving the country if the Democrats get in? Or maybe like trying to go hide out in the woods and just get into an emergency type stance. That's very real. I guarantee you, especially veteran types, military types. Yeah, they're going to be, I mean, what 4 years of the Democrats in the White House, what 4 years of Kamala Harris and the Democrats in power really represents is crashing the economy. Instability at the border, which leads to crime, defunding police, which leads to crime. There'll be massive political arrests, massive free speech arrests. They might come for the guns, too. I mean, that's a real dangerous situation. Like, oh, no, if Trump gets in, what happens to a Democrat? Their feelings get hurt. Everything else will be better for their life. Their kids will get a better education. Their dollar will go further. Their economy will be better. Their cities will be safer. For a conservative, for a Trump supporter, if the Democrats get in, economy crashing, they might come for your guns, they might throw you in prison, cities will be less safe. But, I mean, you're in a real situation where Democrats are like, oh, I'll leave if Trump wins. But Trump supporters are like, oh, gee, if Democrats win, I might have to leave. By the way, this is just common sense. It doesn't make any sense. Why are non-citizens, why are illegal immigrants getting better treatment from our government than actual veterans, people on Social Security? Here's the great Colonel Douglas McGregor on that situation, clip 17.
Keep in mind that a person who works all his life and then tries to draw on Social Security can expect a monthly payment of probably $1,400, if they're lucky, $1,400. We hand every alleged asylum seeker, illegal migrant, pouring into the border in Texas or wherever else, we hand them when they get there $2,200. And we put them on that $2,200 diet from there on out per month. Yet somebody who works all his life, retires, and draws Social Security gets $1,400.
What else needs to be said? Illegal immigrants get a free handout from our government, and more than our own citizens, our own veterans, our own Social Security recipients receive, illegal immigrants receive. I mean, this is, it's unbelievable. That's where we're at. That's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. All right, a couple odds and ends before we sign off. Over the weekend, after, you know, Trump worked at McDonald's longer than Kamala Harris did, a fake Kamala Harris picture started making its way around the internet of her in a McDonald's uniform. And, of course, the Democrats immediately picked up on this. All the liberals picked up on this. saying, look, it's Kamala Harris. She did work at McDonald's. Total proof. We have it. Okay. Well, it's a fake photo. It's a fake photo. So the liberals fell for it like always. They have no ability to critically think. Like, obviously, if this photo was real and existed, they would have shown it months ago. But here's what's even funnier. This is what's even funnier than the liberals falling for fake news like they always do. The liberals falling for propaganda like they always do. Here's what's even funnier. The photoshopped image of Kamala Harris working at McDonald's is her face on a white woman. It's Kamala Harris's face on a white woman. I mean, she's white. Yes. They put, whoever did that is a genius, or maybe even the Democrats really trying to convince you. I don't know. It had to be a troll. Somebody put Kamala Harris's face on a pasty white girl. I mean, she's white. That is Caucasian. And they put Kamala Harris's face on a white girl. So y'all thought Kamala Harris was white. They didn't even change the skin tone. That's how black Kamala Harris is. She passed for a white girl. A total photoshopped image, and you stupid-ass liberals fell for it. When will you ever learn? You fall for everything. So dumb. All right. We've gone long here today. We'll have to carry some of this over for tomorrow. Like, what happened with the Washington Post refusing to endorse Kamala Harris? Well, I don't know, Jeff Bezos, you know, doing what, like 4 years of testosterone cycles, maybe? Also, a funny Vivek Ramaswamy story. They did a study, how many medals fake men pretending to be women have taken from girls. Tommy Robinson, charged with terror offense and has now been sentenced to 18 months in prison. They're sending him back to prison. Unbelievable what's going on in Europe. But that's what I'm saying. That'll happen here in America, folks. They will send conservatives and they will send Trump supporters. They'll send Donald Trump, his whole family, to prison. So liberals want to leave the country because they have hurt feelings. Conservatives might have to leave the country or they're going to prison. Like what they're doing to Tommy Robinson. Steve Bannon gets out of prison tomorrow. Another political prisoner of the Democrats. He gets out tomorrow. So things are only getting crazier. 1 week till Election Day. We're in the election right now. It's going down right now. We'll continue to get updates for you right here on the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters. Until then, 21-hour break. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried-and-true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these.
Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexshowstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexshowstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.